In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the feast day of two important saints who show us how sanctification truly starts from home. The first saint is that of Saint Francis of Rome, and she lived in the 15th century, and she had very rough time in home when she was holding her household, but she always put her confidence to God's mercy and intercession and never got depressed when things went with sorrow with her. Because five out of Saint Francis's six children did not survive the childhood. Two of them even died during the big plague which was bothering Rome in the early 15th century. And the only child who survived to adulthood was her son named Battista. And he married an very arrogant woman who deliberately insulted and offended her mother-in-law. But Saint Francis of Rome eventually won her over through patience and humility, using well the grace which God distributes to his servants. She was a good mother and wife, and truly showed how important it is to give good education and religious instruction to one's children. And the other saint of today is Saint Dominic Savio, who was truly product of the great humility and great piety which he had received from his good Catholic home. In his biography of this little saint, Saint John Bosco, who wrote it and who was Saint Dominic's teacher, he spoke not only of the great graces which Saint Dominic had received, but said that much of his virtuous life could be attributed to his parents and their tireless commitment to bring Saint Dominic all the treasures which the Church has to offer. The example of parents of Saint Dominic, their daily ongoing living out of the faith, their praying the Rosary, the Angelus, their devout attendance at Mass, their fidelity to sacraments, their faithful teaching of the Catechism, all these brought Dominic the stark reality of sin. And as we have learned on this Lenten time, it is sin which is the great destructor, destruction of the soul. And it is also a destroyer of all piety, which results into a reward in heaven. And if you want to become a true follower of Christ, you need and have to avoid sin at all cost. And it was exactly for this reason why Saint Dominic Savio became such a great saint, even though he was only 14 when he died. Saint Dominic was born in Italy in 1842, and when he was little, he learned very important lessons of charity, and all his life he always strived to be very hard to be very charitable to everybody he met. He received his first Holy Communion when he was 7 years old on Easter Sunday in 1849. And in his notebook he wrote great four rules which he wanted to follow for the rest of his life. First one was, I will keep Sundays and holy days holy. Second, my best friends will be Jesus and Mary. Third, I will go to confession more often, and I will receive Holy Communion as often as I can. And fourth, really his motto, death rather than sin. Saint Dominic figured that sinning is being mean to your own soul, and being mean to your soul means being mean to God, the God who made your soul to be clean and pure so that you could go to heaven. So whenever and wherever he was, whether at school and or whether at home, Saint Dominic always instructed other children to keep away from sin and strive very hard to be as charitable to everybody he met. And he did such a wonderful job that he became a saint and truly a virtuous boy to whom every child could see as his role model. Unfortunately, his health had always been very fragile, and in February of 1857, when he was only 14 years old, his health had gotten so bad that he had to go home from his school to get some rest. And the doctors examined him concluded that he had some serious trouble with his lungs. So they did what the doctors often did on those times. They bled him. Bleeding patients was a very popular method on those days. And when they tried to bleed out the bad blood, Saint Dominic had the opportunity to suffer like Christ did. Even though it was very painful for a little patient like that, he was happy that as Christ shed his own blood, now he could do his part in making reparation for the sins of the world. It was the evening of March the 9th, 1857, when Dominic asked his father to read the prayers for the dying, and then he received extreme unction. He was now dying, and because he had been bled too much, and this treatment most likely hastened his death. Children, as Saint Dominic, as from life of Saint Dominic, we learned it was sin which put our Lord to death. So, children, if you want to follow Jesus, you should do as this great example to all children, Saint Dominic. Dominic did, that always in your life be very charitable to everybody you meet, and that you avoid sin at all cost for the very rest of your lives. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of